This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes!
Everybody?
Yes!
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Was hoping we would have a food truck here today, but alas, we did not.
Hmm.
Well, the company you have to bring your own food.
Mm-hmm. The company is doing a happy hour right now.
Oh!
Well,
okay.
You didn't get the invite? They're over at the other place or somewhere.
I bet you they are celebrating.
Having a great time.
While we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
Probably having a discussion about the Battle of Puebla and what it meant.
Right. I love the team building events. I really do. But I would say that when they generally are in the afternoons when we're on the air, we should get our own food truck here to celebrate Cinco de Mayo when everyone else is out and about because they don't have to be on the air.
As the longest standing member of that committee,
yeah,
I will let them know.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I did join the committee in its infancy with the sole effort of getting all of these events moved to time slots that I can attend. And again,
how's that going?
As the longest standing member, I am still not able to attend.
We could DoorDash, maybe Taco Bell.
Maybe.
Because they're doing a happy hour. I believe it started at 3:30 this afternoon, Sam, if my email is correct.
That is exactly what that email
Which is an hour and a half into the show and 2.5 hours before the show ends.
And by the way, the happy hour also ends before the show ends.
Right. I'm starting to wonder if they think we're just too fun for that stuff. Like,
I don't think that's the problem.
We take up a lot of air in that room. I get it.
Way too good at Family Feud. I mean.
Right.
Well, maybe they're thinking, okay, let's put together some food and some drinks, and we will take it to the people in the building that have to work.
Okay.
There's nobody in the building.
No, us.
I think we're it. I think we're it, Dan.
Yeah.
And the sports guys.
Right.
Well, you know why no one else is in the building.
I am not answering that question.
Because they're at the happy hour.
Oh, okay.
Is there a Seis de Mayo?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, and there's a Siete de Mayo.
Right.
And a Nueve de Mayo.
Maybe
you missed Ocho.
What about Ocho?
Could celebrate.
There's Ocho de Mayo.
What about Diez?
Seis de Mayo.
And where are we going to go, Dana?
Well, I was hoping they would bring food in for us for Seis de Mayo.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
So
let's run it up the chain.
So today is Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday was May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Today's Revenge of the 5th.
And that's right, Revenge of the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today is out with the 75 best Star Wars characters. I'm not going to bore you with all 75.
Please, God, don't.
What's number 68?
I don't know. I only had Sam do the top 25, and I'm not even going to go through all of them.
Well, Darth Vader has to be number one.
Darth Vader does make the top 10.
Okay.
So number 11 is Rey. Number 10 is Chewbacca.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Number 9 is Din Djarin.
Yeah.
Number 8 is R2-D2. A lot of these are the originals.
I figured R2-D2 would be
Not all,
higher
but number 7 is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Number 6 is the namesake for Sarah's new dog. Ahsoka.
Okay, I love you, and you know how much I love that sweet Sarah, but I'm going to just hear me out.
Yeah.
That is the worst name.
I know.
For a dog that I have ever heard in my life. And I care about your daughter so much that I feel like it's my place to text her that right now.
Well, do you just shorten it to the first syllable?
Well, I said, why don't we, since the dog's name is Ahsoka, I said, why don't we just go with Ozzy?
Let's do that.
Because just the first syllable.
Here's the deal. And I love her boyfriend, Dawson. He's a great kid. It's his dog, and he is a Star Wars fanatic.
We could have gone with...
I said go with Rey.
Vader.
I thought Rey was a great name.
We could have gone with Han's Solo.
Well, it's a girl dog.
Whatever. Leia. How about Leia?
I said, what about Leia or Rey? I thought Ahsoka was a dumb name as well. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to text my daughter, not because I don't want you to have a relationship with her. She is this dog.
Okay.
She's a puppy. So she's a lot. And I called her today and I could just hear the exhaustion in her voice.
Yeah.
And we were able to get her out of the house for about 2 hours last night. We went to a sporting game.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely. And then I felt like I was feeding her back to the lions.
Okay.
When I said, I love you and you've got to go home.
What's the name? Osaki?
Ahsoka.
Okay. That sounds like a sauce that you would get at a hibachi restaurant.
I'm not a fan of the dog's name.
It's awful.
It's bad. But
you have to have a dog's name that you can call it. Like here.
Ahsoka.
It's horrible. I'm just telling you, it's horrible.
I know. I agree with you.
I do want to try that sauce, though. It sounds delicious.
But a really cool Star Wars character.
Ahsoka is what my dog did to every surface of every floor we ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he had a diaper.
Ahsoka did.
Yes. Yes, he did.
With his urine.
Yes, he did.
But do not reach out to her for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
She's under a lot of stress with this dog.
Mm-hmm.
The last line I said to her in the phone conversation today was, if you need anything, and I mean anything.
Do not call me.
You call your father.
I mean, she's a new parent.
Don't you dare, Sam. What this is going to teach them, and this is a good thing.
Go outside,
Scott,
and play in traffic.
This is a good thing. What this is going to teach them is that parenting is not something they are ready for, and triplets would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. The dog is super cute, and she's lovely. It's a mutt, and you know he works at a local shelter, and that's where he met Ahsoka.
If I was the shelter, I would not have let them take that dog out of there with that name. I'm just being honest.
Well, I don't think they had the name until about a day or two after the dog came home.
I would demand its return.
Well, anyway, so the dog's name is Ahsoka, and I'm not a fan. Number five, Ahsoka Tano is number six, by the way, on the Star Wars
list. Oh, it made the list. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a great character.
Number five is Yoda.
Okay.
Isn't Ahsoka, though, in the... animated series. She's not an actual character in the live action.
In the movies?
Wait, let's carry on with the list.
I don't think so, but yeah, she's been in the animated
Dana can't get enough of this list. We've got to continue,
Dan. She had
Dan.
Her own series recently, live
action. Oh, that's right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda is number five.
Okay.
Luke Skywalker is number four.
Okay, heard of him.
Princess Leia is number three.
Got it.
Okay.
Han Solo is number two.
Did I guess number one right?
And Darth Vader is number one.
Where's C-3PO?
C-3PO was like in the 40s. He's a whiny little...
Where's Lando Calrissian?
He's in the 20s.
Okay. What about the guy who yells, it's a trap?
I take that back. Well, that's Admiral Akbar. He comes in at 18.
Okay.
And Lando Calrissian comes in at 17. Boba Fett comes in at 14.
Okay. Good talk.
What do moms want for Mother's Day? By the way, here is your PSA. It is this coming Sunday.
Are you asking me?
What do you want?
I want to go on a picnic with the children and my man, and then I want to go play golf. I have already told them that is exactly what I want to do.
And what do you want in the picnic basket?
We're going to make a cake. I got a new recipe.
That's it?
That's it.
Just cake?
I mean, I don't know. We'll throw together
some
a sandwich
cheeses,
or something.
Some cheeses, some salamis.
Yeah, some cheeses.
Is this recipe better than the last recipe?
Yes, 100%, Sam.
Totally worth trying.
40% of moms surveyed said they had to book their own Mother's Day meal in 2024.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. 44%, though, said they would prefer that someone else take charge of the day's plans. The message is clear. Moms want a break.
If I had littles, that is what I wanted. I wanted a day where no one bothered me. Now, they are fully self-sufficient humans, and all I want to do is spend time with them.
One in three moms say they would rather dine alone on Mother's Day than with their family.
Oh, my God. That is terrible. That's worse than that dog
thing. See, now, I'm taking my mom, T, and the kids out to brunch.
Good.
We're having brunch.
Are you going to Harvey's? You know how much I love Harvey's.
No, we're going to... We're going to Barley's Brewhouse. They have, believe it or not, Barley's Brewhouse over there on Midland.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm doing everything I can to support businesses over there.
100%.
They shut down Midland again.
I know it. I know it.
Oh, that highway stretch is a disaster.
Oh, my God, Sam. So, anyway, I over the last couple of years, we started booking Mother's Day brunch at Barley's Brewhouse. They actually have a really good Mother's Day brunch. It's really good.
I have a question for our audience when we get back, and I want you to think on this. What would you do if you are in the restroom, you've already tabbed out where you're eating, you are in the restroom, you're just washing your hands, getting ready to open that door and go back out to go to your car, and your wait person opens the stall door, walks by you, and straight out back into the restaurant?
Funny you mentioned that, because CNN has a new study.
It happened to us over the weekend, Sam. And I said to Scott during a break, I go, I mean, do you say something? I don't want anyone to be fired, but like also...
Like, he's touching your plate. He's not touching your food.
You say something, and what the fact that you're making that caveat, no.
Oh, but then here's this, Sam. We don't know necessarily what was going on in that stall. Maybe they just ran into that stall to text their mom real quick or something, or blow their nose maybe. But then even I said, you're still touching fluids. You need to wash your hands.
Did he touch the bathroom door handle?
Bingo. I said the same thing.
Are you going to touch the bathroom door handle when you leave after washing your hands?
Not if they've got one of those little foot door things and you use your foot. I'm trying to give this person a break here.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, so don't name the restaurant.
Oh, God, no.
But what happened over the weekend?
Well, it was just, you know, we were done.
You had finished
with
dining.
Our meal. And one of the people in our party said, I'm just going to run to the restroom real quick. We'll go to the car. We were in between graduation parties. So I'm waiting. They come back and they go, oh, my gosh. Our wait person just walked by me in the restroom and just walked right out the door. And I go, what do you mean? They go, like, he was in the stall. Like, I didn't know what he was doing, but like, he just walked right by me without washing his hands, just walked out the door.
Somebody on the text line has a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
of what might have been going on.
I love this.
Not in there dropping a deuce.
Because I was like, why would you do that with a customer also standing there washing their hands? You would have to know that the customer's going to see you walking straight right. toward the door.
But if you hadn't gone number two or even number one for that matter, or blew your nose or whatever. Somebody in the text line says it is very likely or possible that he was in the stall vaping.
Okay.
Getting a quick hit off his vape, go out there and deal with, you know, all the customers for another hour and a half, slip back in there, vape, and then go back out.
Okay. I would, though, as a wait person.
If I saw a customer, I would definitely
wash my
hands.
I would walk by and go, I was just vaping.
Oh, and I wouldn't say that.
Then I would think, well, yeah, but you should probably still wash your hands because you're in a bathroom and bathrooms are germ, whatever. We didn't say anything, nor would I.
I would, if I saw a customer, even if all I was in there doing was vaping, if I saw a customer, I would definitely wash my
hands. Yes, the optics of it alone,
now,
right?
If all I'm in there doing is vaping and I come out of the stall and there's nobody in there, I'm getting right back out on the floor.
Now, They do random, like, secret shopper-esque food inspections sometimes, right? Okay. So sometimes the food inspector comes in, or a lot of the times, actually. They don't, you know, walk in and say, hello, I'm the food inspector. I'm here to check to make sure everything's up to snuff. So how do you know that random guy in a T-shirt isn't the food inspector?
Because he was actually our waiter, Sam.
No. I'm talking about... Your friend who was in the bathroom could have been a food inspector.
Yeah.
If that employee walked out, boom, you just got dinged.
You're right.
That's a good point. Let's go to Dana in Smithville. Dana, hello.
Well, hello, Dana in Smithville.
Hello. Great name.
Right?
So when I worked as a server, I worked at a restaurant, and I thought this was the dumbest policy. They had a special hand sink, so when you went to the restroom and you came back, you had to wash your hands at that sink. So a lot of people would skip it in the bathroom because they knew they'd have to wash their hands when they got back to the kitchen.
Okay.
But then, you know, customers see you not wash your hands and think, oh, well, they didn't wash their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Maybe there is a sink communal hand washing station.
To make you feel a little better, at least.
I agree. I choose to think that.
Okay. All right, Dana.
This comes on the heels of the study that Sam was talking about, and this is what reminded me of this story, Sam, because I saw this in the stack. Nearly half of Americans say they skip hand washing, quote, at key times.
One in five say they never.
But let me give you an example.
Wash their hands.
Nearly half of respondents forget or choose not to wash their hands at key times. That does not necessarily mean after using the restroom. After visiting a grocery store, restaurant, coffee shop, Americans say they don't walk in the door from home and wash their hands. Here's another one. At a healthcare setting, including a doctor's office. Now, if I'm at a doctor's office, I am psychotic about hand washing, and I do the gel at the door on the way out.
Okay, that's fine. What is it with a coffee shop that is a big event where you're supposed to wash your hands as soon as you get home?
I think any, you know, especially after the pandemic, they would tell you so many different hands that do not practice good hand washing at key times touch things that you have then touched, that when you're out and about, it's always good to wash your hands when you get home.
But I don't wash my hands when I get home from this office. And let's be honest, this studio is nasty.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, there is a line. I mean, there are certain times where you should absolutely be washing your hands right before you prepare food, after you use the restroom.
Right.
But I would also argue that, you know, we need germ buildup to a degree to keep our immune system strong. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I'm no expert in this field, but if you wash every single bit of bacteria off of your hands every 5 minutes...
You have OCD. Scott, did you know that today is not only Cinco de Mayo? Mm-hmm. Today is World Hand Hygiene Day.
Is it now?
And I would just like to tell everyone, I would like to wish you a happy World Hand Hygiene Day.
Well, I don't have that here on,
which is
my,
different than
on my list.
National World Foot Hygiene Day. Today now, is specifically for hands.
5 years ago, and yes, it was 5 years ago, we were being told over and over and over again to wash our hands and sing the ABCs while we washed our hands with hot water.
Yep.
Does anybody still do the full 20-second ABC?
It depends where I am.
Really?
Yep.
I don't. I mean, after I wash my hands.
But. After a doctor's office or before I eat, like if we're at a restaurant, I will always go in and wash my hands before I eat.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
The top three situations that prompted more respondents to wash their hands were using the restroom, handling food. Oh, here's the third one. Handling animal waste. So like after you clean the cat box, think about that. Or you take your dog on a walk. 100% yeah, but, you would walk straight in and wash your hands.
But when I'm we went out to eat for lunch on Saturday. I use a fork. I'm not pawing my food.
But someone might have touched that fork that brought it to your table that did not wash their hands, and then they touched your fork.
Which isn't going to change anything if I wash my hands.
Yes, it will, because a single gram of fecal material, a single gram can contain 1 trillion germs.
But Dana, you're not hearing me. I didn't wash the fork. Let's say I did wash my hands before I sat down, and somebody with shigellosis is touching my fork. I didn't wash the fork, so that fecal matter is still on the fork that I'm putting in my mouth. Yum. Clean hands or not, it doesn't matter.
Well, maybe you need a bacterial wipe for all of your forks.
What if somebody passes gas nearby?
Well, we all know what that's all about. 913-586-7798.
Men are worse at it than women, by the way.
I believe that.
As in most things, men are
See,
worse.
That's just not nice. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, coming up here in just a little bit, apparently we didn't learn anything from January when a plane and a helicopter collided at Reagan National Airport.
Good Lord.
There were two planes that almost collided with a helicopter at Reagan National Airport last week. That is correct. Also, How do you feel about driverless semi-trucks?
Not good.
They're out there. They are on the road. Before we get to all of that, Brian and Carney. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, before you move on to the next segment, I just wanted to add a weird little twist to the bathroom story.
Sure.
I'm 55 and just recently had my right hand amputated. So next time you go in the bathroom, put one hand in your pocket and try to wash just one hand. It's awkward either way, whether I walk out or sit there and try to do it. But it's,
really? Brian, can we ask what led up to your amputation?
Oh, yeah. You know what side-by-sides are, razors? I was down in the sand dunes in Oklahoma with my friends, and I'm strapped in, but we rolled over in the sand, and my arm flopped out the window. You know, kind of like Scott going through the windshield, you know.
Oh.
And, yeah, it just ripped my hand and my wrist off. And
oh, my God.
Wow, so, Brian.
This happened in October, and I'm an avid biker, you know, so but one of the weirdest things is trying to wash one hand. It's not very easy.
Can I ask you some more questions?
Oh, I have so many questions, Brian.
Are you right-handed? Oh,
I used to be right-handed up until October.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's turned my life upside down, and it's a lot of adjustments, but you know what, man? You keep a smile on your face, you keep going, and I'll be back riding my chopper before summer's over.
Brian, were you in shock when it happened? Do you even remember it?
Oh, absolutely. In and out, because I don't know if you guys know Little Sahara Sand Dunes in Winona, Oklahoma, but I'm literally in the middle of the sand dunes when this happened, and had my friends not put a tourniquet on me, because not only did it rip my hand off, I had two compound fractures, and it cut the main artery, and ain't nobody coming to get to you in the sand dunes. You got to get yourself out of there.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, long story short, they finally lifelighted me from Oklahoma to Wichita to the nearest Level 1 trauma center, spent a couple of days there, and then transferred back up to KU, who has taken excellent care of me ever since.
Did they try to reattach it, Brian?
Yeah. We went through that, and laying at KU Med, just watching the fingers die off one by one.
Yeah.
We tried. We tried the reattachment surgery, but
are you going to get a prosthetic?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have one right now. It's just kind of the basic hook that, you know, like you guys have seen all our life.
Yeah.
But eventually, I'll have a full robotic hand. It's crazy what technology is nowadays.
Well, you know, we're huge supporters of the Steps of Faith Foundation, and they help out folks locally with the prosthetics.
I'm trying to get hooked up with them. You know, not because I need a prosthetic. You know, thank God I did 30 years at the Ford plant, and I have good insurance.
Yep.
But I want to get hooked up with them and to help other people that maybe can't afford it.
Well, Brian, let me tell you, Sam's going to get your phone number, and we are going to hook you up with Steps of Faith.
We got it.
I just spent a whole bunch of time with them over the weekend, and I will text you how to get a hold of them.
Oh, awesome. That would be great, because, you know, I know of them, and I would love to just be a part of it and maybe help other people.
100. You have a great attitude, my friend. We're glad that you're okay.
Hey, guys, before you hang up, if you're willing to do that, again, I'm 55, and I've never wondered why God has kept me on this earth for a reason, but I think now my reason is I want to get hooked up with, like, Children's Mercy, St. Jude's, and kids that are either born without a limb, or to show them that, hey, it's not the end of the world. You can, and I think that's my calling in life. So if you have a hookup for that, that would be appreciated as well.
Well, you just keep that positive attitude that you've got, my friend. It's infectious.
Right, Scott. Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Be well. All right. And we've got your number. I'm giving it to Dana as we speak.
Yep.
And we will be in touch. Wade in Kansas City. Wade, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to mention you all talked about people not washing their hands in the restroom. But I don't know if anybody's ever paid attention when you go to a pizza place, like, you know, a national pizza chain, that the people that normally make your pizza are the same people that take your money and ring you up and everything. And a lot of times they don't wash their hands before they're making your food. So, you know, that's another thing that I've sort of paid attention to. And now I'm along with Dana. I wash my hands after I order and touch the menu before I start eating, whether I'm using a fork or using my hands.
I'm a lot better about it now than I used to be. And I think we're all a lot better about it since the pandemic, but maybe we're starting to slide.
Well, so I go in, I sit down, I touch the menu, I order. And then once we place the order, I say, I'm going to go wash my hands real quick because those menus are nasty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Maybe that's why I never get sick. Now, I do wash my hands. Years ago, I confided in you guys that I didn't usually wash my hands after I went to the restroom, number one. That has changed. And I do wash my hands after I use the restroom all the time. But I don't wash my hands when I touch a menu or go out to eat. And who is never sick on this show?
Me.
No, I'm never sick on this show. Because I've got a built-up immune system because I used to eat my boogers. If you heard this in the news with Dan, it is true Skype is shutting down today after 23 years as other popular apps like Microsoft Teams and Zoom have swiped market share in recent years. Users of Microsoft-owned Skype were given just 24 hours. What the heck?
That's the Skype noise.
Maybe that's why it died. That's annoying as hell. They were given 24 hours to save their contacts, which could then be automatically transferred to Teams after logging in with their Skype username and password. Is Skype any different than Zoom? Or are they all kind of the same?
They're all kind of the same. Skype was the original. And, you know, they didn't really keep up with the times. They didn't advertise. They just kind of assumed that people were going to keep using their service because they were the original. But I don't know anybody who has Skyped in
I hate the Zoom meeting. I just, it reminds me of all things 5 years ago that we don't like talking about.
You don't ever Zoom?
No, I don't like it at all. If you need to have a meeting, which is rare, I would rather just meet.
We have a Zoom meeting every day, and I hate it.
I would not be able to take part in that.
See, like, I have friends who don't live in this country. They live in other places I'm not allowed to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we will Zoom, and that way I get to see them and see their faces.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, I suppose.
And, like, my friend Lisa lives down in Austin. We'll Zoom from time to time.
Okay.
And just get to see each other's face and real-time reactions and have a nice conversation.
I know people who still work entirely remote. They just never went back to work. All their meetings are Zoom meetings.
At all.
Wow. After 37 years in the basketball coaching profession and 14 seasons at KU, assistant coach Norm Roberts has announced his retirement today. The Jayhawks won. Who took over for Bill Self when, was it two seasons ago?
Yeah.
When he had some health concerns, and it was Norm Roberts who coached the Jayhawks while he was out. The Jayhawks won 3 Big 12 tournament titles, 7 Big 12 regular season titles, made 5 Sweet 16 appearances, 4 Elite 8 appearances, and, of course, the 2022 NCAA National Championship title during his tenure at Kansas. Roberts is also a member of the Assistant Coaches Hall of Fame. 37 years as a coach, came to KU he was a member of Bill Self's first coaching staff at KU.
Yeah, and they've asked Coach Self, like, how are you going to replace this person? And mum is the word. He is not saying anything.
I then went on to be the head coach at St. John's for 6 seasons, returned to KU in 2012, and has been there ever since. Well, Godspeed, Norm Roberts, and thank you for your service. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So the jury selection started today for Sean Diddy Combs. I read in a news story last week that he rejected a plea deal.
He was offered a plea deal with a lighter sentence than what he would get if convicted for his 3 counts, and he shot it down.
He's 55 years old. Jury selection expected to last about a week. And then how long did they say this trial is going to last? 8 weeks, I think I read somewhere this morning.
With the amount of evidence, I would be surprised if it doesn't go beyond 8 weeks.
Okay, and how many charges?
3, I think.
Yeah, but they're big ones. And I read somewhere that his defense is going to be that, yes, these things happened because you remember they were called freak-offs. We won't get into details about what those were.
Oh, God.
He is claiming that All of that was consensual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I also, because we're apparently reading stories that just tick me off, horrible,
I've got some others that are not going
to horrible waste of oxygen that helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart. Do you remember that they let her go, that nut Wanda Barzee? She has been caught violating her sex offender parole rules because they found her in a park. You remember she's the one that helped lure Elizabeth Smart
mm-hmm.
into the woods. You know, Elizabeth was kidnapped out of her own bedroom. And then this 79-year-old nut was actively participating in the torture and kidnapping of that child. And then somehow we decide to let her go. I don't remember this headline, but she's been out. She just got caught in a public park, which is a violation of her parole. I hope to God she's going to back to prison. She never should have been let out. Do you know why she told police she was in the park?
Looking for peace and comfort?
God commanded her. She was commanded by the Lord.
Amen.
To break her parole and go to a public park.
Huh.
She is banned from entering public spaces. You remember they kidnapped that child and took her into the woods.
Define a public space. I mean, could she go to the grocery
store? No, I don't think she should be allowed to go anywhere.
Well,
she should be in prison.
I don't dispute that. But what I'm saying is she is not in prison. So when she's not allowed to go into a public space, does that include like a grocery store or a gas station?
I think anywhere where there are children, she should not be allowed. She only served 15 years, by the way. And then why they let that nut out, I have no idea. She did not visit one park. She visited two.
Did God tell her to visit a second
one? I believe so. She was feeding ducks.
Did God tell her to do that?
She is, quote, prohibited from going to any public park.
Continuing on the theme of making Dana angry.
Lay it on me.
Story we teased at the end of the 2 o'clock hour. The charges have been upgraded in connection to the death of Kansas City sports reporter Adon Manzano. Danette Colbert, who was the woman seen with Adon in the surveillance footage at the hotel. You all remember that he was found dead in a hotel room a couple of days before the Super Bowl. Yeah. Danette Colbert was seen with him at the hotel. She faces second-degree murder charges. Her accomplice, or her alleged accomplice, Ricky White, they had text messages between the two about the scheme to rob and drug and steal from people, allegedly. He was originally just charged with property crimes. Those charges have been upgraded to second-degree murder.
Good.
So now they are both facing second-degree murder charges. There are really no other details in the case thus far. They both remain behind bars.
I'm going to be honest. I'm so glad all these people are stupid. Thank God. Because they have a treasure trove of text messages.
Going back years.
Going back years.
Oh, between the two of them?
Scott, going back years between the two of them.
Good.
Talking about, I found a guy, so and then drugging the guy.
So then they could technically reopen some older cases that maybe they otherwise would not have been able to solve.
They need to look at the exact dates of the text messages and then go back to those cities on those dates and see, are there any men who died of, quote, drug overdoses in their hotel rooms. This is not going to be the only case.
Not only who died in their hotel rooms, but who were victims and maybe survived of big time crimes where, you know, now that they don't have a $50,000 watch anymore because somebody took it. I mean, that's still a crime.
You remember the early morning hours before Adon was found dead. The text read, got the phone. He got money waiting for him to sleep. The detectives who testified in court reading off the text messages off of the phones also said that there is extensive video
of that night, Scott.
She filmed it?
Extensive video of exchanges. You read that. Yeah. I just think of the night, detailing and chronicling the evening's events.
Huh.
They continually referred to the knockout plan.
Yeah. Have fun wearing orange, both of you.
For the rest of your
life. Say hi to Wanda Barzee. She's nuts, too. I hope you all see each other together.
Yeah, hopefully for the rest of your life. When we get back, do you have the toughest job in America?
No.
No, you do not. new survey is out. We will tell you what the toughest jobs in America really are in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.